For many of us, there was a day that suddenly we just couldn't hold the newspaper far enough away to read it. That happened to me. Maybe it did to you. As you know, magnifying the size of the font on the computer screen. I have that done actually every day. Carl Christensen, our on-air producer, thanks, Carl, just actually made my type a little bigger and a little darker so I could read it better. Oh, man. Reading glasses, they're a fact of life for many people, and they're readily available in drugstores, supermarkets, but are those the best choice? We'll find out about that and a whole lot more when we visit with Jim LaLuzerne. He's the former CEO of five different optical related companies, president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world, he was, and is the inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame, actually in the studio with me today. We often do it by phone, but Jim, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Larry. It's just great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you come by so we can talk in person about prescription eyewear. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question or comment, reach us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. So especially when we first need reading glasses, I remember when that happened to me. The drugstore options are pretty attractive price-wise. What kind of quality are they?
Well, Larry, the... I'd like to start by saying over-the-counter reading glasses certainly aren't going to do you any harm. They might not be the most comfortable. You might get a little fuzzy-eyed from them, but nothing permanent will harm you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, people should know that, it's a safe thing to do, and it's a thing that a lot of times people that might misplace their glasses or whatever can use on a temporary basis to read. Also, sometimes people buy very high-powered over-the-counter readers, and if you do that, you can almost use them like magnifying glasses if you want to take mm-hmm. a sliver out of your finger or mm-hmm. something like that. But there is a significant difference between over-the-counter readers and prescription reading glasses. Now, most people are familiar with regular reading regular glasses, and they're originally set for distance vision. And then as you get older and you get presbyopic, you can't, as you mentioned before, your arms aren't long enough. And so you need some help in the reading area. And that happens to nearly everybody. Around 40 start to notice it. Around 50, you better have really long arms or some mm-hmm. kind of a reading glass assistant. Now, if you get a prescription reading glass, the doctor does an eye examination and discovers what you need in each eye individually. The right eye has one prescription. The left eye has a different prescription. You may have astigmatism. And they set that up for reading distance. Now, when I say reading distance, usually people hold a book or a magazine or whatever about 16 inches. Some people a little closer, maybe 14, 18 is kind of an extreme. So when they take your prescription, they set it for about 16 inches. And you get a pair of glasses, they made a prescription, and then you can use those just for reading. Now, of course, you could have bifocals if you have other glasses, but if you don't generally wear glasses, a pair of reading glasses, prescription reading glasses, can work excellent. Reading glasses, over-the-counter reading glasses, work for some people, but both lenses are the same exact prescription.
Yeah.
And most people don't have the same prescription in both eyes. So to begin with, you've got different prescription in each eye. That needs to be corrected, and the lenses don't do it. Over-the-counter reading glasses do not correct for astigmatism. They're mm-hmm. spherical lenses, and if you have astigmatism, they're not going to help. One other thing that's pretty significant is that every lens has what's called an optical center on it. That's the spot that the optics converge and that you should be looking through with your eyes. When you read, your eyes turn in, usually 3 to 5 millimeters, that they rotate toward the object. So each eye is looking at the same object. And if you don't have your lenses, the optical center of the lenses in the right spot, you cause what they call prism. In effect, your eyes are struggling to fuse the two objects that you're looking at. If you get prescription reading glasses, those optical centers can be put in the right spot so that doesn't happen. If you've got over-the-counter ones, they put the optical center is kind of in the middle of the frame, and they may or may not line up with your needs. So there's some very definite optical. Yeah, there's some very definite optical differences between the two. And sure, for short times, you need some help reading, looking at something up close. A reader might be just fine. But if you're like I am, I like to sit down and read for an hour at a time or a couple hours. A lot of people, it's just not acceptable. And one of the things that I just kind of, before I get off that, one of the real problems I have with over-the-counter reading glasses is that people use them and then they don't go and get a regular eye examination.
Yeah.
And really, especially older people that might need that, really should be getting their eyes checked once a year, no more than once every 2 years. And I know a lot of people that say, oh, I just see fine, and they buy readers, and they go many years, and they don't get a glaucoma check, they don't get checked for macular degeneration, they don't get checked for cataracts, and a lot of other eye issues. So, yes, they're okay for a temporary thing, won't do any permanent damage, but if you really want to see well and read well, I would suggest prescription reading glasses.
And they're, cost-wise, are they as expensive as the, you know, the glasses that kind of for distance?
Well, about the same as plain distance, but they're not, they're, if you just get reading glasses, they're not, you know, you're paying for a single vision lens,
right,
which are a lot less expensive than a multifocal, bifocal, progressive lens. And a lot of places have a really kind of a special price for reading glasses, and they've got a special limit of frames that you can select from, so you can get a prescription quality frame, prescription quality lenses made specifically for you, and the prices aren't quite as high as you might expect.
And how often do people need new lenses for prescription reading glasses because their vision has changed?
Well, generally speaking, once you get over 40 or so, the recommendation is to get an eye exam every couple years. And unless there's some reason to think different, the one thing that does happen is the older you get, the more power in those reading glasses that you'll need.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, you can judge that, again, by how long your arms are.
Yeah.
Getting a good pair of prescription reading glasses should have you reading at 16 inches. If you find that you're 18 or 20 inches, then that you better get new lenses.
All right. Well, let's go to Jim in Oconto now. Jim, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I got a couple questions here. One is on children. They don't generally wear sunglasses, but it would be a good thing for them to wear in the summertime since they're out in outdoors so often. I've seen a report on one of the national TV shows that showed that the cheap drugstore glasses block the UV light just like the more expensive brands. What are your thoughts there? And my second question is, if you're going to get an eye exam, what type of eye doctor do you want to see?
Okay, the first question. The sunwear, almost all sunwear that you buy, whether it's at a drugstore or from a doctor, will block UV light. And so there's no need to get a pair of, you know, fancy ones. Sure. From a protection standpoint, nearly all of them in the U.S. law requires UV blocking. So I don't think you need to spend it. It is important, of course, that you get eye exam for your children, and that part is that's another issue. But to just answer your question about the ultraviolet, I think you can be safe with just about anything that you would buy.
Now, an eye doctor to see? Well, what kind of doctor would you, do you see for your eye?
Well, there's two categories. There's an optometrist and there's ophthalmologist. An ophthalmologist specializes in eye surgery. So, but an ophthalmologist can also do what they call a routine eye examination. An optometrist does routine eye examination and can prescribe some eye medications. So I usually recommend when people ask, you go to an optometrist, they specialize more in the prescription eyeglass part of it. But nearly all optometrists are very quick to refer you to an ophthalmologist if there's something that they see that you should see an ophthalmologist for.
So there you go. Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today, talking with him about eyeglasses, the right reading glasses for you, and a whole lot more when it comes to eyewear. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. We'll take a look at the news, and then we'll be back with Jim. You stay with us. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here taking a look at eyewear, your eyeglasses, with Jim LaLuzerne, former CEO of five different optical-related companies and an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. He comes by every so often to talk with us, and it's great to have him in the studio today. Often we do this by phone, but good to have him right across the table from me. And Jim, we have callers online with lots of questions, and why don't we just go to the phones, and John and Sean are next. John, hi, thank you for calling.
Oh, hey, Larry, great to talk to you. Once again, years ago I talked to you about some other question, but how are you doing, and how is your guest doing?
Well, we're doing great, and what's your question today about?
Well, I'm 48 years old. I do heating and cooling for a living. I know as far as, when I stick my face into a circuit board, it's all blurry, but that's not my question. It's more about, night vision is very bad these days, but also I've done a lot of brazing and soldering over the years. And without safety glasses, without so these days, I buy them from, it doesn't matter what company, but the orange, that they're kind of like shooting glasses for safety glasses.
Yeah.
And I wear them all the time. It seems to improve my vision at night slightly. But I also wear them during the day also. And I'm just wondering if your expert guest has any
other advice on that, especially for night vision.
Sure. I've got a couple things. First of all, rule number one, wear eye protection if you're breezing and soldering.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're a living proof that that's important. Two things that I can offer to help, and this is true for anybody. The more protection you have from the sun during the day, the better you see at night. So if you've got a lot of sun or bright light of any type, it diminishes your night vision. So wear sunglasses in the daytime, protect yourself in the daytime. At night, what you should wear are clear lenses with an anti-reflection coating. An anti-reflection coating will generally allow in over 7% more light. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you've got diminished capacity, 7% is a big thing. It also greatly reduces reflections so that you've got less annoying reflections. So
Right. Protect
yourself in the day. Wear an AR-coated clear lens at night.
There we go.
A clear lens at night.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. Thanks a lot, John, for calling, and good luck. Appreciate the call. I want to give Pat in Green Bay a chance to join in. Pat, hi. And what can we do for you?
I just need to say hello to Jim Lalazern and to let him know that he has given me all the advice I will ever need. I worked for him, and we had a great time.
So you worked for Jim at one point, Pat?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
You remember what capacity?
I was, I kind of was a secretary, and I kind of was, I guess I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Is this Pat M.? If it's Pat M., I remember you and hello to you.
Thank you for calling. Well, it's good. Well, nice to know that.
Yeah,
there's
nice to know. It's
yeah,
nice to see.
She was happy to call and say hello. Thanks, Pat. Rose and Madison, your turn. Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question is regarding reading glasses. I have a friend who is in his early 50s, and he only needs glasses for reading. And that's what he does when he's actually sitting and reading a book. But when he's at work, what he does is he has a single contact lens that is prescripted to his reading correction. And he says that his optometrist advised him to do this so that he wouldn't have to always be taking his glasses on and off. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a rather common thing that people do, especially when they have a little bit of accommodation left. You said he's about 50. He probably has enough of his normal accommodation left that may work. And he could wear, you know, a progressive lens, which had no prescription in the distance and is reading power in the reading area, and wear them all the time. But a lot of people that don't need glasses for the distance don't like to do that. And so that is an acceptable solution for some people. But when he's driving, he has only one eye that sees in the distance, and the other eye has got a lens that's on it for near, so he can't see clearly with that eye when he's driving. And when he's reading, he only has one eye really working on the reading. So it is a difficult situation, but if that's, you know, if he doesn't want to wear glasses and he needs to see and he doesn't want to pick up a pair of readers to see, he's not alone. There's a lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Dave in Rui, Wisconsin, thank you for calling. Hi.
How are you today?
Great. Appreciate your call.
I'm going to be upgrading my glasses pretty quick. And every time I buy glasses, they sell you the non-scratch coating for the lenses. And really, for what you pay for that, is that actually worth it or not to put the non-scratch coating on these lenses?
Well, with what you pay for lenses today, it's almost always a good idea,
yeah.
Particularly because many of those have at least a one-year warranty and sometimes two- or three-year warranty against scratching. Most plastic lenses are very, very soft in and of themselves. Polycarbonate, for example, lenses have to have a scratch coating, or you couldn't get out of the doctor's office without a scratch being put on them. So, yes, and there are a variety of types. There's some better than others, but most of them today are very good quality and they last very well.
You know, I was really surprised of thinking about this as relating to this question, but I used to scratch them all the time, and now I really go a long time I think the coatings have got a lot better over the years.
Coatings have got a tremendously better than they used to be.
Yeah, it really makes a big difference.
What is the coating that they put on them?
Well, the better ones, I mean, there are some off-brand ones, but most name-brand ones actually have, it's kind of hard to explain, but the best way to do it is you have a plastic material that actually has very microscopic, almost nanoscopic particles in it that are very, very hard. They're clear like a sapphire or something of that type.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plastic matrix is able to flex and bend with the lens, but then that really hard material is basically, it's like, you know, if you might want to call it sandpaper, you know, the sandpaper, sand sits up on the surface. That's how it works. So you've got this material to hold these particles together, and then they sit up on top and provide the scratch resistance.
Yeah, they're really, I'm really happy with mine, that's for sure. Dave, thanks for calling. Good luck. Rich in Plover, your turn. Hi, Rich.
Hello. Hey, I have a question about, I guess, LASIK surgery and glasses. What would, you know, I know my wife used to have pop bottle glasses, and about 6 years ago she had LASIK done, and now she hasn't had to do anything, wear any glasses or anything, you know, reading glasses or...
Boy, she had a really successful surgery there.
LASIK surgery is a miracle for a lot of people. I've got friends and relatives that have had it done, and some of them had, as you say, the pop bottle glasses before. And in that case, it's really dramatic, and it's a life-changing event. And so I would encourage anybody like that to at least consider it. When that's done, and usually people do it when they're younger, you're still going to have to address presbyopia when you're in your 40s. It changes your distance correction and you can see fine, but at some point in time, you're not going to have any accommodation. So you're still going to have some form of reading glass. And in that case, many times an over-the-counter reading glass works fine because the prescription in both eyes has been fixed to be the same.
It would be the same, sure.
And if you find a good one. Now, just a quick side note, if I could. If you are looking at over-the-counter reading glasses, most of the displays that I have seen have them marked by different numbers. And the higher the number, it's usually like plus 1.5 or plus 2.0. The higher the number, the closer the object is that you would read. So let's say, for example, you picked up one that was plus 2.0. Take something to read and hold it at a comfortable distance. If you find that you have to move it farther away to read, then go to a lower number. Try a 1.75 or a 1.50. If it's still pretty far out, your arms are stretched out, and you started with a 2, then go to a 2.25 or a 2.50. You should be able to read at about a 16-inch distance from your eyes to the material that you're holding.
There you go. Thank you, Rich. Thanks a lot for calling. We had a Facebook question from Alexis. Can you discuss vision therapy? It does not have to do with prescription, is not well known, but you see a lot of ads for it.
Well, visual therapy has, to my knowledge, has been around 50 years or more. And what it is trying to help the body, the eyes, the mind, learn how to interpret the things that it actually sees. Vision is formed in the brain. The eyes see something, they try to focus on it, they send it to the brain, and the brain makes vision. If both eyes don't see the same thing, I have a friend who had amblyopia as a child. One eye was significantly different in power than the other. And as a result, the brain said, look, I can't figure this out. This one sees an object, I can figure out what it is, the other one is kind of blurry. I'm going to turn off that eye or that vision and just concentrate on the part that I can see well. And so your mind literally shuts off the input from that eye. Now, variations of that kind of thing can happen to people. And what visual therapists try to do is to help train people to recognize and understand that so that their brain can kind of figure out the vision better. I know some people have told me that they've spent a lot of money and a lot of time with no success whatsoever, and then I've talked to people that said it really helped. Mm. So, again, you got to, you know,
yeah,
it's who you talk to and what you do.
And Margaret in Milwaukee said, I recently purchased a pair of glasses. I'm quite nearsighted, normally wear contacts. These glasses were bifocals without a line. Seems like I can see double many times with these glasses. Sam's Club has adjusted them, and yet it seems strange when I wear them. Is it possible to get a bad pair of glasses? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody that's listened to me on this show knows that there's a lot of people have got bad glasses. It is possible. I can't speak to Sam's Club specifically, but I know that most major companies have a refund or a return policy. So if you're just not happy, you know, take them back, get your money back, and start over with somebody else. The most times when I hear of people that have problems with progressive lenses is that they're not adjusted and aligned properly for that person, but sometimes they're made bad. Sometimes I mentioned before about putting the optical center in front of the eye, either the dispenser hasn't measured that properly or the laboratory hasn't provided that properly. So that's one possible problem. The lenses are also supposed to be tilted in on the bottom just a little bit. They call that pantoscopic tilt, but there's 12 degrees or so of tilt in on the bottom is normal. If they don't do that, it causes problems. So the lenses moving closer or farther apart, one issue, the proper tilt, a little face wrap to the frame. It's got to be relatively close to the frame face. You can't have a frame that's sitting out at the end of your nose. So a lot of issues. I would go back to where I got it, let them give it another shot. And if they can't do it, ask for your money back and go someplace else.
There we go. Gordon in Escanaba, Michigan. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning to you, or afternoon. Little question here. First time I went and got glasses, they gave me like the latex plastic lenses.
Yep.
And I just could not adjust to them. So then they switched me over to like more of a glass lens. A second time I went and got my glasses, they didn't check my prescription. Again, they gave me the plastic ones, and I had to, again, have those checked out. And I'm just wondering why I can't see through the less expensive lenses, through the latex lenses versus, you know, and I can see very well with the glass lens. And I do wear bifocals.
It would be unusual to actually get a pair of glass lenses today. And if you did, they'd probably be more expensive than the plastic lenses.
Now they sure are.
Yeah, that didn't used to be true. I mean, they started off, everybody had glass lenses, and when plastic lenses came out, they were more expensive. Today, I think only 3 or 4% of all glasses that are made are glass lenses, and most of those are for a specialty purpose. But there are many different kinds of plastic lenses. And there's a conventional, what they call CR39 plastic material that's been around for many years. Polycarbonate is the most common one today. Polycarbonate is what they use in bulletproof windows and things like that. So there are different kinds of plastics, and it might be between one type of plastic and another. And sometimes lenses are used on a different base curve, depending on the index of the material. And some of this is technical stuff, but occasionally there is legitimate reason why a person has a problem with what you're saying. Usually,
what they did was, I guess there's a number stamp on the glass. On the glasses themselves, and they looked at that and they go, oh, okay, that's why. And I never got an explanation from it. So
you have, was it a progressive lens? I mean, is this
bifocals?
Bifocal
or?
Progressive?
It's for distance and bifocals.
Okay, and it has no line in it?
No line.
Okay. That reason I asked that is because those lenses, if under tipped at a right angle, you can see the add power on that lens, and that conceivably they might have got the wrong one or something on that. Again, my advice is, you know, pursue this with where you bought it. The vast majority of places will get it fixed. And if ultimately you're not happy, move on.
There you go. Thanks, Gordon.
Okay, well, thank you much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. And Mike in Seneca. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. And I'm calling to ask about buying a backup pair of prescription glasses from an online vendor. The prices are usually about half of what you pay at your optometrist. And you just send in your prescription and you can get various lens materials and frames and tints and so on. And I also noticed there's a wide range in prices for the frames. And why is, you know, I don't notice a difference when I'm looking at frames. Some frames can go, you know, $20 and some can go $150. So thank you for your answer.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me start with the frame question. You can go buy tennis shoes for $20 and you can buy them for $300. It's all to do with the name and the brand. And many times it isn't any little to do with the quality of the frame. Sometimes it does. But a lot of it is designer frames and who makes them and how current they are and whether they're in fashion today. You can find a lot of very good, sturdy, quality frames, very inexpensive. They may not be as fashionable, but you can get a frame like that. And so I advise people, you know, find what you like. If it's money is important, ask. Most of these places, most optometrists and retail outlets have a bargain area for frames. Sometimes it's very new, good frames, but they're last year's styles. So you can save a few dollars there. Secondly, if you just want a pair of backup glasses rather than going online, you could use the same thing. Tell your dispenser that I just want a pair of backup glasses. I want something inexpensive, and they can find an inexpensive frame, and they may find a more basic lens to be used as a backup. The online issue, they've had mail order glasses for 50 years that I know of. And now that they've got online, there's some apps and things that people can use. I'm still at a loss to figure out how that you can properly fit a frame online because, as you know, you go into a doctor and you look at this rack of frames and you say, oh, I like the looks of this one. You put it on, it doesn't feel right. You take it off, you keep going until you find one that feels right. And you just can't do that online. Secondly, there's a lot of fitting information that needs to be done, and I don't know how you do that online. So
there you go.
I don't think you'll be happy with your result.
Thank you very much for calling. And, Jim, thank you so much. Boy, what a pleasure to have you right here in the studio, and I hope you'll come back and do this again.
I'd love to.
Jim LaLuzerne, our guest, he's been with us many times over the years. I really enjoy having him. Member of the inductee into the Optical Hall of Fame, a great guy who has a lot of very, very good information to share. And he'll be back, and we will do this again with him.